Hey, welcome home. Yeah, sorry, I let myself in. I was supposed to get with your sister after school today. Or, I thought it was today. I think I got my days mixed up. I went to your room to see if you were there, because, you're always fun to hang out with too, but you weren't home yet either. But, as you can see, I found your computer. You kind of left it sitting on your desk. From all the pop-ups you had on it, I kind of figured you were having trouble. No, don't worry. Those porn pop-ups are a sure sign of a virus, and I'm not blaming you for that. In fact, I took care of them. You know I can't resist the challenge where computers are concerned. I got rid of about 57-ish viruses that you had, including some rootkits. Then I installed about a year's worth of critical updates, and after that, my favorite antivirus software, so you should be good. Especially after I deleted all that incest porn you've collected. No, the incest porn was not from the viruses. It's downloading that stuff that got you the viruses in the first place. The viruses create the pop-ups that are pretty obvious. What it doesn't do is create 50 gigs of incest porn. I mean, even if it would have, it would not have buried it 20 folders deep in your downloads folder. Yeah, now this puts me in a difficult position. 'Cause I mean, I'm best friends with your sister, but I'm also your best friend. And if it weren't for your sister, you'd probably be my best friend too. So, I mean, I don't really want to tell on you and get you in trouble, but I mean, on the other hand, I can't really ignore the fact that you're lusting after my best friend, who's also your little sister. No, I know the two of you haven't done anything. It's I'm good enough of friends with both of you to know that you're both virgins. I mean, if you weren't, maybe you'd keep that a secret from me, but your sister couldn't. I mean, especially since I know she is so totally not into incest. Yeah, it kind of came up during a Game of Thrones discussion the other day. But look, the problem is that just like you are horrible with computers, your little sister is horrible with boys. Yeah, she likes them. She just doesn't know how to interact with them, despite how much I've tried to help her. I can't rule out the possibility that under the right circumstances, you could actually be charming or persuasive enough to get her to do something really gross. I really need to set her up with a guy so that she's not quite so vulnerable. I guess you're kind of vulnerable too. I mean, you've never had sex, so it's easier for you to get all these weird ideas about it. You know, about what's okay and what's just plain messed up. Maybe if I can set you up with a girl, even if it is just to lose your virginity, that might put you back on track to less perverted stuff. Except, you're not much better with girls than your sister is with boys. The only girls you can interact with halfway normally is your sister, and me. Obviously, your sister is way out of the equation. At least, I'm trying desperately to keep it that way. So, basically, it leaves it up to me to have sex with you. Now, I'm not wild about the idea, but I'm even less wild about letting you and your sister maybe have incest, or you just secretly perving on her. If I do this, I help my two best friends at the same time. Not that I'm doing myself any favors, but this isn't about me. It's about making sure it's not about you and your sister. Well, do you want me to do it down here in the living room or up in your room? Down here is too exposed, but your bedroom is way too messy. Let's use your sister's bed. No, it isn't weird. I mean, yeah, it kinda is, because of your unhealthy interest in her, but it's still the best place to have sex. Now, come on, take my hand. Follow me upstairs. Let's get this over with. We are going up in your sister's room to fucking her bed, and you are going to have such an awesome time with me that you'll never think about incest again. Hopefully. Okay. Here, see? Nice and clean. There aren't clothes lying all over the place like in your room. I suppose that's about to change, though. Here, help me take off this dress. Oh, come on. You followed me up here, so you're okay with screwing me. Don't chicken out now. This is for your own good, and your sister's. Just let me turn around so you can unbutton the back of this dress. Damn, did you just pop a button off? Oh, you are so going to owe me after this. Although I suppose the button is the last thing I should worry about. Yeah, okay. Slip the dress down over my shoulders and just let it fall to the floor here, I guess. Unfasten my bra next. Try not to mess that up too badly. If it's any motivation, the faster you get this done, the sooner you get to see my breasts. And the sooner you get to have sex with me. Yeah, there, just throw the bra wherever. Then you can. I didn't say you could just put your hands on my breasts like that. Or squeeze them as you pull my body back against yours. Look, I have a half a mind to call this stupid sex thing off. Except I guess your sister's depending on me, even if she doesn't know it. Whoa, is that your cock pressing against my butt? I mean, well, I guess it has to be, but that better be because of me and not in any way related to your sister. Here, let me grind against you a little. If you respond, it must be because of me. Oh, yeah, that part is definitely because of me. Maybe your little sister wasn't the only girl you lusted after. You wanted to get into my panties too. Wait, that wasn't an invitation for you to slide your hand into them or to touch. Stop! You're going to stretch my panties or tear them. Let me pull them down. God, stop kissing my neck. And definitely watch what you're doing with your fingers. Unless you want to take my virginity with something other than your cock. I'm better with boys than your sisters, but not that much better. Or, I guess. Maybe I was just waiting for the right boy to come along. But not you. Definitely not you. Don't. Oh. Don't make me laugh. I'm throwing away my virginity for my best friend. Here, let me tear myself away from you before you get too crazy. I'll just take a step away from you and then turn around so that you can see my breasts and my pussy. You can watch all you want, just make sure you take off your clothes. This must be one of your sick fantasies about your sister. I mean, I guess I look a little like her, and we're in her room, and now I'm naked in front of you, and you're getting naked too, but don't you dare think of your little sister right now. Or maybe that's exactly what you should be doing. A little bit of role play might be exactly what you need to get this whole, incest thing out of your system and keep you out of your sister. So if you want to pretend I'm your sister, I guess I'm okay with it. I can even play along. As disgusting as that is. You're naked now, big brother. And your cock is so. It's so big and hard. Thank God I don't have a brother of my own, or I could never face him again after saying that, but I don't, so I guess that makes this a little easier. Now, come on, let's go over to your s- I mean, to my bed. Then we can have sex, have incest. I'll just lie on top of the covers. I'll flatten my back with my legs spread. just like a little sister, lying in her bed and waiting for her brother to get on top of her. Careful now. Mind my stomach. And my leg. Ow! And my hair. God, you were such a klutz. I'm beginning to think I shouldn't have worried about you and your sister doing it. This difficulty level of sex is probably way outside of your capabilities. But I can't take that chance. And you did manage to get on top of me. And your cock is at least in the vicinity of my pussy, so put it in me, big brother. Make love to your little sister and teach her all about sex. No, not there. Are you even looking? Here, let me help. I'll grab it and guide it into place. I've got like 10 seconds of cock experience, but I'm already better at handling it than you are after, what, 18 years? Okay, no, seriously. Put it in me. Put it in your little sister. Well, not literally, that would be bad, but put it into your female friend who is just pretending to be your little sister. You know, to help you cure you of the whole incest thing. Am I over explaining this? I feel like I might be, oh, it's starting to go in. Hooray, I guess. One last thing, big brother. Be gentle with your little sister. She's a virgin. Oh, that was gentle-ish, I guess, and now you're in me. Oh, fuck. This was a stupid idea, but no, go ahead. Keep fucking me anyway. Your little sister wants you to keep making love to her. You're really getting off to this whole incest roleplay, aren't you? Or is it my pussy? Either way, enjoy it while you can. You'll never have actual incest, and you're never having my pussy again. Make sure you enjoy it. Because one of us should, I guess, and it's not gonna be me. At least I don't think so. I shouldn't, should I? Although, the idea of your little sister getting off to you screwing her might be key to your sick little fantasy, so I guess I have to humiliate myself even more and try to enjoy it, if that's even possible. I mean, it's so gross. It's so gross just actually doing it with you, let alone pretending to be your little sister while you do it. I've never ever thought about you sexually, and I'm even less likely to now, but to have to lie here and feel your cock slide in and out of me. Oh, to feel your lips at my neck again, or your hands on my breasts. And in return, I have to put my arms around you and wrap my legs around you. And then I have to say the words. Fuck your little sister. Oh. Fuck her tight little pussy with your big cock. Like a good brother teaching me all about sex and orgasms. Fuck me harder, please. Fuck your little sister as hard as you can. Come in me, big brother. Fill me pussy up. Oh. God. It's a good thing I stepped in for your sister. You filled me up with so much cum. She's not on birth control. But I'm safe. So safe. In your arms. In my big brother's arms. That was just more role play, in case you couldn't tell. For your benefit, not mine. Just, just like the sex and the orgasm. Now, are you cured of this, gross incest fetish of yours? I hope so, because if you say you are, then we never have to have sex again. But if you say no, then it means we might have to keep having sex until you are. And I have to keep pretending to be your little sister when we do it. So I really hope that you're gonna tell me that you're cured. You aren't? Great. We'll just have to keep doing it then. Secretly, of course, but always in her bed, and maybe when I'm wearing some of her clothes. You need to tell me the moment you're over your perverted desire for your sister's body, okay? 'Cause that's the moment we stop having sex. I hope you're less stubborn with your incest fetish than you are with other things, though. Otherwise, we could be stuck having sex for months. Day after day. Maybe even night after night. But I'd do it. Just to save my friend from your incest fetish. But while we're on the subject of fetishes, if you have a pregnancy fetish, I need to save her from that too. And I'm sure we could work something out. In fact, just tell me all of your most perverted fantasies. I guess I'll just have to fill them all, won't I?